you.
Which is awful. Welcome back, boys.
So I guess my pickup line, hey, does this rack smell like ether, is out of the question.
You just got more creepier.
Can I slip you a Mickey?
Welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls.
I don't need a roofie. I go willingly.
She goes willingly for the willy.
She's talking about Willie Nelson.
You're always on my mind. I gotta slip you my willy.
Who said that?
Oh my gosh. Special appearance by Willie Nelson. Hey, stay in the green room till we call you in here.
Special appearance by Nelson's willy. Stop it, will you?
Welcome back.
A man with two brains over here.
Boys and girls, if you're even tuning in at this point, to me, Paulie B, Tina Murray, Chris, the funny man, Ridgeway.
The offensive man.
And our two special guests, Frankie Ambergamo and Steph Palermo. And we're going to spin the wheel right now, right? For Chris?
Yes.
Spin it for the audience.
Is this spin the bottle?
I'm going to spin the wheel.
Here we
go.
This is the cash wheel. Hey, everybody.
Oh. No. Oh, it landed on what?
Oh, and this date in 1978.
1978.
Why did I pick 78?
I don't know. I was like 9 years old.
When
we were in sixth grade.
Yep, and the Osgood.
We graduated sixth grade together.
Yep.
Sweet. Yeah.
So I've done a lot in my sixth grade education, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he dropped out after sixth grade.
I was done. I figured I had a better education than Jethro Bodine.
He was like, screw you guys, I'm going home.
Harris Park. You got a better education at Harris Park, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's where I got all my education, right?
Exactly. All we need to know.
All right, Christopher, lay it on us.
All right. So, on this date in 1978, we're going to start number 20. I think this is one of the best vocal bands of the era. The OJs.
Love the OJs.
Yeah. Who doesn't love the OJs?
I love the
Nicole OJs. Brown Simpson.
Oh my God.
Bada bing. Oh my gosh.
What? Can we make jokes about it now? It's 20 something years.
Yeah, it's fine now.
Not too soon.
I can't do this. At number 19, with Shame, Evelyn Champagne King.
Oh.
She's making the circuit, you know, lately. She's been going out. She's been playing.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Maybe we can get her on WMFO.
Oh, I love ECK.
Yeah, I think... because I think Vinyl Groove opened for her.
Yeah, oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. I love Tavares.
Oh, yeah.
Tavares, yeah.
At number 18, song with a very creepy title. Kiss You All Over by Exile.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Mm, that's a play on words.
Except when it's swoopy and swassy.
Exactly.
Well, especially when it's swoopy and swassy, Kiss You All Over.
Yeah.
Number 17, unfortunately, I don't have a clip of this. It is by one of my favorite comedians, I think one of the greatest comedic minds ever, Steve Martin with King Tut.
Wow, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Yep.
I remember that.
I do too.
On the charts?
Yeah. So crazy.
That song was huge. Funk it. We don't need a clip. Go for it.
He did it. No. He did it on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. We'll play the video for you, but we're on radio. That wouldn't work. A giddy up favorite, number 16.
Mm.
Nice.
Jerry Rafferty.
Oh.
With Baker Street.
And you know I play this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the Foo Fighters do a great remake of this song as well.
They do. Wonderful. Yep. Maybe we might Baker do the cover show someday that we've been threatening to do for 3 years. at number 15, maybe the only guy in music with better hair than me. The late, great Andy Gibb.
Oh,
Shadow Dancing.
Wow.
Look at that feathered hair.
That?
Can you guys want to gather around my...
Shadow Dancing?
Yeah. Gather around your mic?
And hey.
I don't know.
What's this, prom night?
I think George...
That's cold.
George Michael had a better set of hair than you.
You son of a...
cha-ching.
It's over. It's over. You said somebody had better hair than me, and you didn't offer to shave me down. You suck, Grant.
I am not shaving you down. I'm sorry.
Back to number 14. I'm not shaving you down. Bye. Okay, number 14. A friend here via Medford from Atlanta.
That's me.
It's for Atlanta Rhythm Section with I Will Not Let It Bother Me Tonight.
There you go.
At number 13, I have zero recollection of this song and there's no clip. It's My Angel Baby by...
I know this one.
Toby Bowe?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes. I remember it.
What is it, country?
No. I don't know. My Angel Baby.
I don't want to try and sing it.
My baby
you do
angel.
Not want me to sing it.
I do. I really
no,
do.
No, no.
Well, I'm glad you don't have a clip for it.
America is listening.
I can't sing it. No, because I was... No.
Another Giddy Up classic here. One of our favorites. One of my favorite guitar players on the planet. Doing double time with the Eagles and his solo career at this time in 78 was Joe Walsh with Life's
yeah.
Been Good.
Yep.
I actually lived the lyrics to this song last night, so...
Yeah, you did. It's hard to leave when you can't find the door. 4 in the morning came without a warning.
It sure did. Coming up right now at number 11, from a movie you could not get away from. It was humongous. Movie Grease from the Broadway musical. Olivia Newton-John singing this song to John Travolta. And for some reason, John Travolta wasn't interested in her until she dressed like a man. Isn't that how the movie ended? Oh, wait a minute. That's real life.
No, she dressed like a whoa.
No, I'm talking about real life when she put on the mustache. And, oh, never mind. I guess, you know what's going to happen now?
What?
That religion he's in, they're going to come after me now. They're going to come after the whole giddy up.
Yeah,
what are those guys called?
Scientologists.
Thank you.
Scientologists.
Yeah. They're going to come after me.
I'm not scared of them.
Yeah, I'm worried about Tom Cruise. He's like 5 foot nothing.
Right?
He's got stuff in your ankles. And number 10,
Everlasting Love.
A second appearance by the youngest brother, Gib, Andy. You know, it's really sad. There's only one left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The twins both died, Morris and Robin, and Andy died way too young. And
absolutely.
Of course, Barry's still out there. And interestingly enough, Barry Gibb's son plays in his band. He's a guitar player.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow.
He's the lead guitarist.
That's great.
So they're Gibbless.
Soon we'll be in a Gibbless world. That would be.
Yes.
I don't want to be in a Gibbless world.
Oh my.
One hit wonder, Walter Egan, coming in at number 9.
Oh, great song.
Yeah.
Magnet and the
Magnet
Steel.
Oh, I remember
steel.
This one.
Yeah. It was in that
Boogie Nights, right?
I think we danced to this last week.
I think the two
of you. It's a good makeout song.
Look lovingly into each other's eyes and sing it every night.
It was in Boogie Nights, actually.
That's, yeah.
Dirk Diggler. Yes.
Everybody, please feel free to talk over the song. I absolutely hate it.
Hello.
Copa Canada, Barry Manilow.
That was a good little dance you did, though.
Yeah,
I'm just hearing all the voices.
He's doing a dance in the studio.
At number
jazz
I drank beer out of a Barry Manilow skull. Last week.
What kind of world are you living in? At number 7, Pablo Cruz. Was that a guy or was that a
love
band?
Love will find a way. Pablo Cruz. Love will find a way, right?
That's very good. Yeah. Hi, my name is Pablo Cruz. Does this rag smell like ether? This is like a porn star instead of a man.
It smells like cocaine.
Hey, my name is Pablo Cruz. Want to come into my Chevy Vega? It's 1978. Did you have a Chevy Vega back then, Frank?
No, they had Pintos then.
Yeah. What did you drive back in 78?
Thunderbird.
Oh, you're the man. I knew you didn't. And then you didn't drive no Pablo Cruz.
Up and down Hanover Street.
There you go.
Nice. Good for you.
There you go.
He drove a Scooby-Doo van. I know Scooby-Doo. He did.
Hit the Mystery Machine.
The Ascot.
No, the Mystery Machine. He was the guy with the plain white van.
It's a free candy spray painted on it.
Hey, you need a ride to school?
Free candy. What could go wrong here? It's windowless.
I'm looking for my little puppy. Have you seen him?
I got your puppy right here.
Oh, wait.
His name's Willie.
Oh, wait, I found him. He's in the back of my van. You want to pet him?
Hey, young lady.
You got free candy, too.
Hey, look. Kiss the buddy between the ears. We're going to jail. Steph, I'm sorry. I feel so bad for subjecting this thing to this.
I love it. Are you kidding me? Oh, I don't get to do this.
I met your mother. I knew your father. I feel awful.
Well,
no, you don't.
My father's deceased, so I don't think he's probably laughing.
Oh,
and
man.
He means he knew your father.
Oh. He ran out Little League. Number six. A taste of honey.
Boogie Oogie.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to say the band. And
yeah, let's do that.
I had the Boogie Oogie shoes.
This is all. Don't ask me current trivia. I only know what happened in the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, I'm same way.
Totally.
At number five, Foreigner. With?
Oh, I don't know this one because it's rock.
Oh, it's Hot-Blooded.
Oh, Hot-Blooded.
From the hugely successful album Double Vision.
I love Foreigner. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
You married a few.
I did marry a few Foreigners.
All right, number four, the greatest rock and roll band of all time. It was very controversial because supposedly this was a disco song. And if you hear them play it live, it totally rocks. The Rolling Stones, Mick and Keith, with Miss You.
And they were lovers back then, by the way.
They were.
I don't think they ever got along. At number three, Healing from The Dots.
Is this Last Dance?
Yes, it is. By LaDonna Gaines, which was her real name, Donna Summer.
That's from Jamaica right. Plain.
Yeah.
How does her name appear?
She's from Jamaica Plain.
Do you know who Scott Zolak is?
No.
He was a quarterback for the Patriots, and now he's the color guy, and he does a radio show up here.
Uh-huh.
He almost bought her house. He said it was like a log cabin with a swimming pool in it, and it had a full disco in it.
I love that.
I love Donna Summers.
Yeah.
How does her name appear in the phone book?
Summadonna.
Now stretch it out. Summadonna. Stretch it out. Simmer down now.
So, with that being said, simmer down now. We're going to do that now with the Commodores. That is.
You got a little Lionel Richie.
Three times a lady at number two. Three times a lady. At number two. The Commodores, and coming in at number one from said movie, Grease, DJ Pauly B.
Grease is the word.
It sure is. Grease is the word here at the Giddy Up, because we're all greased up now.
Well, we're all a bunch of greases anyway.
We're greasy, we're Italians. Sweaty.
I'm Portuguese, but that's the same thing.
The three of us.
I'm Irish.
Well, I'm Irish, too.
I'm not.
Never mind, I can't say it. I couldn't do it.
Oh, for God's sakes, this is a family show.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it used to be.
No, Manson family, that's about it.
I can say sometimes I have a little Irish in me. Oh.
Yeah, you had a lot of Irish in you.
Yeah, according to the old ladies in the pool.
Yeah. It is a lot, but I don't want to brag. I don't want to make anyone jealous.
After the 3 o'clock hour, the show
goes
filthy.
Especially the single
girls. It does go filthy.
Yeah. It's right
the
after
word,
three.
It's the word.
Polly.
It's got me
Am I answering this?
Yes, okay. Sure. I think it's Vinny.
All right. I am going to answer this. We have a call coming in. Thank you, Christopher,
You're very welcome.
Countdown.
Help us out the authorities.
WMFO, you are live on the air. Please do not swear.
That is no disco song. You're talking to the king of disco right here. That's not a disco song.
What's not a disco? What?
Huh?
Who is this?
Never, ever. This is Vinny Dyke.
Vinny what?
Hi, Vinny.
Vinny Dyke.
It's Steph's friend. He's from New York.
Hi, Vinny.
How
you doing, Vinny?
What's up, Vinny?
Yo, Vin.
What's going on?
No, he was just giving the...
You got the scruff still?
I'm trying to save you guys over here. There's no Rolling Stones ever made a disco song.
Yeah, they did. It was a 12-inch remix, too, of it.
12-inch remix?
There's a 12-inch remix of Some Girls, yeah.
Whoa, that just... Sure, is that code?
Yeah, yep. Positive. I worked with Jimmy Miller, the guy who used to produce the Rolling Stones, too, at one point.
Not to brag.
And it was a big deal that in 78 that the Stones made a song with a disco beat, and everybody made a big deal that, oh no, the greatest rock and roll band in the world is doing disco. But you know, Stones were always influenced by R&B, so you know, it was just hyperbole.
That's a big word.
All
yeah,
the disco people got mad at what's his name, Aerosmith, for teaming up with Run DMC.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
I thought it was, too.
That was a great one.
With that,
yeah. What number are we up to, anyway?
We're done.
This is it. We're done,
Vin. We did it. It's all done, Vin.
We're done already?
We're done.
We're all done, Vin.
We're on the number one song, Grease.
Number one?
Grease. You're listening to it.
That's why it's
Grease.
Playing in the background.
Get the...
Oh, that's
is the place.
Get the grease out of your ears.
And what, not... 1978, Chris?
78, yeah. So this is from 1978, August...
So that was the last...
12th.
August
yeah.
12th.
I wasn't even born yet.
Oh, give me a break.
Come on. You weren't even born yet.
Please, you were getting mammalettes outside of the Walgreens back then.
Yeah, at 8. That's when I met Polly when I was 8. He yeah. gave me a mammalette and Papillardo.
Well, Vin, thanks for calling in, brother.
All right, pal. Listen, you guys do a great job over there. Talk to you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, right, Vinny.
We'll talk to you later,
babe.
Enjoy right. the day.
Ciao.
Thank you.
Ciao, Vinny.
All
right, Vinny Boombats.
Speaking about ciao, I haven't had lunch yet. Frankie, did you bring anything?
Yeah, it's in his back pocket. He went to Bob's.
Oh, I was going to say something, Bob's. Bob's is good. Frankie is the maestro of the minestrone.
Well, I want to. He makes Robbie too.
I know.
I love Robbie.
I do too. I saw it on Facebook.
When I come up here for the weekend, I get Robbie because I can't get it in Atlanta.
Oh, that's
so
awful.
I can't even buy it in the grocery store.
Why are you still living there?
I always
My God.
I got four kids there.
I always
find
like
you.
A good Robbie.
Yeah, they'll find. I know.
They'll find you.
They're probably like so long. Can you get out? I mean, you know, my kids are older now. I'm dealing with, like, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I'm like, oh, guys, you need to go to college. You guys need to go. Just go to the frat house, please. Just keep it in the frat house, whatever you got going on there.
Who can live in a place that doesn't have broccoli rabe?
It's one of my favorites.
Well, I can get it at Davio's. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, because
Steve DiFilippo?
Yes. Yeah. He's been on my show.
Yeah, wow, right on.
Yeah, he's been on my show. Yeah.
He's from Linfield, right?
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, did I miss something? You can't get broccoli Robbie.
I can't get
in
it
Atlanta?
In the, no, I can't even get it at the grocery store.
Why?
I can't get it.
Did you talk to the produce manager?
I got it. Well, you know, I think it's ridiculous.
You have to ask.
I got to get, like, I can't even get Filippo Berio sometimes. Really? My olive oil.
Oh, the olive oil.
You know, I
mean. You better stock up at Stop and Shop, girl.
I know. What am I going to do? Take it on the plane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take FedEx.
They might not let you. They might not let you. Probably have to mail it home.
Oh,
because it's too much. It's more than three ounces. It's too much fluid at one time.
I think my grandmother used to come back from Italy like this with the olive oil coming out of the plane.
Well, too many fluids.
Mangiare. Yeah.
Chris can ship it down to you.
That's how they say it in Sicily.
Yeah.
Venica. Not Venica. Venica is in regular.
Yeah, the dialects are different. Yeah.
That dialect.
All right, so 3:20 in the afternoon. You were listening to the Giddy Up and all our nonsense. And I want to ask Frankie Bergamo, very special guest, as we love having him on. What's new with you, buddy?
Well, I just did. I'm doing a documentary for Boston. It's called Dirty Old Boston.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, that's a great website.
And I did. I represent the North End. They did about every community and every part of Boston.
Really?
And that's going to be coming out at the, I think it's going to be on PBS probably in a couple, couple months.
I can't wait. Hey, that site, by DVDs, the way, is
that's
awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
With all the old photos.
So that was a lot of fun. I was walking, I was doing some walking and talking all through the whole North End for a couple of hours.
Wow.
So they'll probably use, if they use like 20 minutes of that, it'd be great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that'd be cool. And I did, there's a couple of movies going on. There's Jack Black's in Rhode Island doing a movie called Poker King.
Oh, nice.
And then we have Jack a big Black. Movie coming to Massachusetts. It's going to be filmed in Brockton. It's about the Detroit riots in 1967.
Really?
Because it was 200 people got killed in that riot.
You know? Yeah.
Wow.
It was a riot for 5 days straight.
Mm-hmm.
So they picked downtown Brockton for... to make it look like Detroit. I guess it looks similar.
Well, you know what? I've been to Detroit lately. Detroit's been, you know, Detroit downtown itself has been rebuilt.
Right.
Gentrified. Brockton, well, they just burned the damn thing down. Yeah. No one would notice. Yeah. So, you know, me being a huge, you know, sports fan, Paulie as well, is that the Detroit Tigers, that it was 68, I think it was, that they say the Detroit Tigers, being the season that they had, saved that city. With
Al Kaline.
Yep.
He was a great player.
Yep. Right.
To digress a little bit, when is the Dirty Old Boston going to air?
Well, they're still filming right now. It'll probably be done in probably a couple of weeks. It'll be done. It'll probably take a couple of months to edit it. I would say the fall.
So as soon as you know.
Yep. I'll come
back on the show.
Come back on the show.
And absolutely post it on our Giddy Up page.
Yeah, that sounds
Giddy Up Facebook page.
That's great.
And we're doing a Pizza Makers episode next week, I think, or 2 more weeks. We're going to film in Faneuil Hall this episode.
Oh, nice.
So that's cool, yeah.
Hey, yeah, very cool.
Hey, how can I be an actor on that? I'd love to be on your Pizza Makers.
That's what I said.
I'll just sit back and eat pizza.
Chris Palermo is the director.
Yeah.
Just check him out on Facebook and give him an email.
Oh, okay, right on. Yeah. All right.
Hey, you guys should do an episode with the Giddy Up on it.
That'd be cool, yeah.
That would be fun.
Wouldn't that be funny?
That'd be nice.
The Pizza Makers.
Let's talk to Chris about it. Maybe he can get it done.
On the Giddy Up?
Yeah, that would be great.
So are
you in the Jack Black movie?
No, I didn't go down there because I was in New York.
I
can go, if I want to work in it next week, I think I could.
No, very good.
Yeah.
And then there's another movie called Alto Rock. There's no big stars. It's a movie that has something to do with the marathon bombing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right, so there's a lot of that stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
I did work in Patriots Day.
Right.
You told us,
I played a doctor.
Yeah.
And that was good.
Yeah, you got upgraded, we know.
Yeah, I got upgraded.
Well, I got upgraded since then.
He was a security guard, and then he was a doctor.
No, you were supposed to be a police officer, weren't you?
Yeah, he was supposed to be.
MIT cop?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and then they put you as a doctor.
Yeah.
But
that was cool. That was better.
He didn't want to be shot.
Kidding. So who does?
So having some fun with that stuff, and that's about it.
It's cool.
Frankie, I once got in trouble for shooting an actor in the street.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, it was my debut as a director.
Could you imagine if Frankie was your doctor and
you
came
like
out
that one, didn't you? You fell for it.
That's cool.
Frankie comes out, and he's like, Mr. Brandt, I will be operating on you later.
Have a glass of wine for us.
I will wear a hairnet over my mustache so you don't have to worry.
Oh, I got a great show. I'm going to write a TV show for him. You want to hear what it is? He's a doctor policeman.
Oh, that's good. Wow.
And you are on the run from him for giving out mamalettes, unauthorized mamalettes and papalados. And police doctor is after you.
Because it's an epidemic.
Wasn't that Quincy?
Yeah.
It was.
Going to say, right? that was Quincy.
Right? Yeah.
He was a cop doctor.
I told you that's all I know. Don't ask me who's the president of the United States today.
Because that's what I was just going to say.
Brady Bunch and Quincy, that's what she knows.
That is awesome.
I played a car and I'm the body of proof.
But Frankie will be a proctologist.
Bend over.
He's the ass man.
Oh, I was just going to say that.
I don't believe it. Frankie was a... Hey, I'm playing a proctologist in a movie. But there's no scene calling for it. It's okay. I got this covered.
I brought my own.
I have Pauly B is my actor with me. He's willing to do it.
Anyways,
he's
all
willing
right,
to
so
bend
that,
over.
So that was cool.
That's very cool, Frank. And Steph, next.
Yes.
What do you got going on?
Okay. Hon. Well, first of all, I come up here every year at the same time for the Madonna della Cava feast, mm-hmm. and I burn the candle at both ends, and I go home sick. I mean, I am not kidding you. I'm like, right now, my head is pounding because I was out last night. But, you know, you got to live it up. But, you know, I'm in Atlanta. I'm a published author, and I'm also writing two books right now, hoping to do a big 50th birthday bash in October with a book launch.
Sweet.
So that's exciting. I have the Just Steph Show,
mm-hmm.
and that's weekly on Love 860, and it's Thursdays from 11 to 12:30. I'm a podcast on iTunes, the mm-hmm. Just Steph Show.
Okay.
You know, I'm all over the place. I'm on Facebook, Twitter. I'm doing all that stuff. I'm running around crazy. I have a segment in my show called Living Atlanta. It's for where to go this weekend in Atlanta. So I'm always trying to get out and see new places mm-hmm. in Atlanta and go all around. And so I'm always out and about.
That's cool.
Yeah. As Definitely. Much as I can with the kids. Like, I'm like, okay, it's Monday. I can't go out.
Right.
You know, but, you know, the kids are like, you going out again?
Wow. So
that and coupled with the whole dating thing, you know, being the single girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
I think we got another show.
Crazy fun.
That you're the single girl. He's the police doctor chasing him getting mamalettes. There's no show like that ever on television.
There you go. Right. No, that was Cagney and Lacey.
I'm sorry.
This is awesome. Yeah.
Wonderful.
That's the first thing that came to my head. So yeah, that's what I've got that going on, and you know, I'm writing and doing all that kind of stuff. I'm actually getting ready to maybe do some workshops and stuff like that. So I've got all that going, and I do a lot of videos and you know.
Yep.
Naked so. Videos or just
no,
videos?
No, not naked. That would not be good. My kids would be mad. They don't even like me dating. They're so mad about stuff. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The younger ones or the older ones?
The older ones are the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're bad. My son's like, can you stop acting like you're 21? I'm like, why? You know, because I'm going out, you know, so. But I'm not hanging around with 21-year-olds. I'm going out with people my own
exactly.
age.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to the, you know, young bars.
Right, right.
But, you know.
Well, you're missing out.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's like, what will we do together? You know, we're going to play Xbox?
No, you know, they don't have to talk.
Yeah, well, you know, what music will we listen to? My disco?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Disco never goes
out
of style.
I mean, I think if you think of anything from the 60s and on, it doesn't really go out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Except for stuff that's out today, which is garbage.
I mean, I've had I talked about this today on the other on the Sicilian Corner. I've had young, like 20-somethings try and reach out to me on like Match or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I've had 4 kids. Do you know what that means? Like, do you know what that means? Like, it's like crazy. It's like, why would you be interested in me? I'm old.
Because they like older women because we know what's going on in the world.
I guess so. I don't know, but I'm like, let's play Xbox, you know, in between or whatever. I don't know.
Well, you know what the kids call it now? Netflix and Disco. Chill.
Yeah. Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Polly, I fell for that one.
What's that?
It's a disco job.
Can't come over for Netflix and chill.
Yeah. What's the other one? Binge watch. That's a term that's going to be in the Webster's Dictionary at some point.
I love the disco duck.
Yeah?
All the ladies with Rick D's. See? I tell you.
Hey, is it Thursday?
I know nothing but that. If it happened before 1985, I 1990, I got married, I got stupid.
What year?
1990.
My God, you were a kid.
Yeah, and then I started having babies in 92.
Oh my gosh.
So.
You're like 11.
Yeah.
11 teen.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow.
Are we on a break?
No, we're still live.
We're live. Oh, we're live on here.
Frankie just had to leave, I guess.
I thought.
Maybe he had.
I was taking his cue. Like it's like, okay, we're on a break.
Yeah, no. Maybe he.
Good thing I didn't swear.
Maybe good judgment came over, and he just.
He said, forget it, I'm out of here.
He fled.
Well, anyways.
He just got called for an audition.
So that's all the stuff that I'm doing, but it's
that's
fun.
Cool.
And I'm loving Atlanta.
And feel free anytime to, post on the Giddy Up page what's going on.
Thank
with you.
And same here.
Absolutely.
For my stuff. You know, because if you guys want to post on Living Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
you know, your website and all that stuff and your show,
and
please do.
I appreciate the ad that you wrote.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that was my intern.
I can't
do that stuff.
Oh,
I got an intern.
That is awesome.
Wow, she has an intern.
I had a couple. You know what? And they helped me because I was over. Like I was underwater with administration,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't even get to sales. you know, because I have to sell my own stuff.
Right.
So, sounds good, doesn't it?
I'm selling my own stuff.
Right. Hey, that's dangerous.
I wish I had an intern selling someone else's stuff.
I know.
And that is drinks. Code.
Yeah.
It's called a bartender. Gonna take off my funny man hat for a second. I'm just very proud of everything that you've done.
Thank you.
Building your brand, and I think you're doing such interesting things.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's good fun. You know, I talk a lot about loving everybody despite differences. You know, I grew up with Poland syndrome, and so I had, I had to deal with a lot of people who aren't so nice. Mm-hmm. And even to this day, I've dealt with a lot of stuff. Mm. You know, you just never know when somebody's going to freak out at you.
Right.
So, but I had to sort of get through all that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I do all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I write a lot about that, too, because mm-hmm. I think it really isn't just about that. It's about everybody sort of loving and accepting everybody where they're at.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
So
I agree.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you.
I believe in that as well. Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Steph Palermo, for being on the show. And
Thank you for having me here.
I'm glad that you were able to come here.
Yeah, and I'm also glad that our we hope our fart jokes aren't going to ruin your Just Steph brand. So
this is not my station, so I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Right.
Yeah. Frankie went down and got a sandwich out of
you definitely are.
I
thought we were going to have to put like a hat on you and sunglasses and give you another name. Yeah. We just didn't want to.
I know. I'll be like you can be like Just Chris, Just Steph, Just Frankie. Just Tina Marie.
That's mm-hmm. so.
Just Polly.
So for a little bit, I didn't use my name. It was just the funny man, and then my name slipped out, and I'm comfortable with it. So
now
it's
just I could be just single.
Yeah, it's
that's
just,
what I am.
Yeah. It's just because single. Of you know career wise and
all
everything.
All right. So if anybody wants to hook up with Steph, hook us up.
Spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel and pick a date of the age.
Yeah. Do I get to pick where we get to go, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Sure. Does this come from the Giddy Up funds?
Hold on. Looking out the window, seeing out that the panhandler's out there.
I have to say, though, I'm done going out with men from Georgia.
Yeah?
Done. I'm sticking with the Northeast guys.
They take you to Olive Garden?
I'll tell you what. You know what? No backbone. I need a guy with a little strength. Mm-hmm. I need somebody that says, chill, babe, I got this.
Yeah.
You know, because it's either that I'm going to run you over.
Mm-hmm. You know? That's the name of your next book.
I'm going to run you over.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Chill, babe, or I'm going to run you over.
Yep.
Chill, babe.
There you go.
I love it.
There you go.
I love it.
I love it too.
I didn't have a title. For my, oh my gosh, I love it. That's great.
That
now I get it. God is good.
That is a good title.
That is a good
if
title.
You believe in that.
So, well, thank you, Steph.
And thank you.
Thank you, Frankie, for.
Thank you for having me. Having us.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Of course.
You're welcome here anytime. You know that.
Thank you very much.
And
he's got his own key card.
As well, Steph, you are welcome here anytime.
Oh, good. I'll be home for Thanksgiving. So, if
all right,
you guys get to. We'll be here the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we usually
will
are.
Be. I'm here.
Yeah, we usually are.
Yeah.
Oh, great. We do a Thanksgiving show. We all just mow.
Oh, great. I'll bring the food. Because you know what? This will be the first Thanksgiving I haven't cooked. Because I'll be here. Mm-hmm. So it's better. I'll just take my aunt's food.
Oh, there you
wonderful.
Go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
If you're here in April, you can come to the second annual parade. April's food.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Second annual.
Give me a reason to come home.
Always.
To come see us.
Yay. There you go.
That's a good enough reason.
Second annual.
Leaves our kids behind to be on the giddy up.
Give me a reason to come to Atlanta to visit you.
You know what? How about just an invitation?
That's
just
all I need.
Come on. You could be on my show.
There you go.
On third.
Oh,
we have
there
to be,
you go.
You, right. We have to be a little careful.
A little bit more careful than we are?
It's a little.
Is that what you're trying to say?
I have to
we'll
put
be in the parking lot.
Yeah,
it's
you're
okay.
Gonna to, you're going to have to put on your Sandra D hat.
Yeah. So, that's in the closet. I can dust it off.
Rizzo, take off the Rizzo hat. Yeah. And the Sandra G hat.
That's your third book.
Quick, you better be texting yourself these things, or you're gonna forget.
I'll remember.
I'll forget. Remember. Okay, good.
Wow.
Actually, it's on. You can just listen to the show again.
Do I have to listen to the whole show?
You can listen to the show
all
the time.
You might want to because then you can, you know,
I'm
for legal reasons.
And you'll
I know.
I appreciate that you do listen to our show. Thank you very much.
I love it.
Steph
this
Palermo.
Is great.
and listen to her show on
love860.com. And yeah, I'm on AM, you know, and I'm on what? SoundCloud. I put, you know what, and I live stream on Facebook every week and Periscope.
That's
Love 860. It's weird because our show is on hate13.com. It's weird.
I think this is bizarre.
You should be on Just Steph.
You should be like on
Love 69.
Yeah. It's Bizarro Steph. It's a Bizarro Just Steph.
It's opposite. Bizarro. Yeah, today's opposite day.
It's opposite day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know what? See, here's the thing about my about me. I'm really just a little. I'm actually a little bad.
No.
Yeah. I like bad. I like a guy that's a little bad.
Don't we all, girl?
I like a bad good guy.
Girl, don't we all?
I love him bad.
Oh, you gotta love him bad.
Love a little edge.
I like my men like three-day-old bananas, a little bruised. A little soft and a little bruised.
Not soft.
I'm joking.
Not soft. That doesn't work.
No,
hey, not soft for anything. Work. Me and you can go out and get a sandwich, and these two can do a show. It'd be awesome. Frankie, come on. Let's get some of that Rob.
Oh, good Lord. All right, boys and girls. It's 3:37 here at the Giddy Up. Man, what a crazy day. Great, great show. And I want to thank Frankie and Bergamo and Steph Palermo for joining us today on the Giddy Up. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It is 95 degrees here in the wonderful state of Medford, Boston. Tomorrow is going to be cloudy, cooler, which is good.
What do you mean cooler?
Yeah,
like
it's going to be
65?
99.
It's going to be highs of 84.
Oh, good.
Which is nice.
Now I know what I can wear tomorrow night to the feast.
That's right.
Because I was going to wear pants tonight, but I'm not going to wear any pants at all.
Hey!
Hey, now.
No pants.
Pants advertised, they say.
Pantsless.
I told you I was single. But
That'll get you a date faster. I'm just gonna show up, but no pants on.
That's how
you met Polly.
Right. Yeah,
he was walking around, no pants on.
He was ready to go.
I can't even do the weather, really. As I call it, peekaboo clouds.
Yes.
All day. Cooler.
Peekaboobies.
Thanks to backdoor cold front. And that is code for something. Yes. I'm pretty sure.
No pants and your boobs are out.
Scattered showers, thunderstorms. Like I said, highs of 84. And Sunday, so my pick of the week will be Saturday because what are you going to do? Sunday is just a wash. Back into the heat and humidity with hazy sunshine, a few scattered showers, a likely highs in the low 90s.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
So that's...
Put your old man glasses.
I can't even read.
Put your old man glasses on,
I know,
will you?
I need my cheetahs.
Yeah, bring mine.
So...
Frankie's giving you his.
Where are my sunglasses? These are prescription.
Thank you, Frank.
Oh, wow. I just looked at the weather. You're right. It's going to be quite a dip tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Can use that.
So
yeah.
Tomorrow will be my pick of the weekend. I mean, you know.
95 to 84. Put your sweaters on, people.
No.
It's going to be cold.
Get in and out. Do your barbecuing quick.
Is that code for something, honey?
That's not code.
Are you sending me code from across the desk?
Get your sausages on the grill.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
I love me them hot sausages. You like those ones? The hot ones? Oh,
yeah. I like the cheese and garlic.
I knew that was coming.
Do you like the
hey, that was actually the cop show that we were starring in, Cheese and Garlic.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. He was the cheese, that was the garlic.
Yes.
There you go.
Frankie was the cop in that one, too.
Yeah. Cheese in his down. No, he was the... He was the sausage maker. Oh man! No, yeah. Frankie was the commissioner who would always say, "Yo, two, I want your guns and badges,
and give me those sausages."
You two are the
is that your sausage? You're just happy to see me.
Right. You two are the MacGyvers of the sausage land.
Is that the broccoli Rob on the sausage? Oh. No, never mind.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. We were talking about broccoli Rob.
No, what I said.
But what?
You two are the MacGyvers of the sausage world.
We can fashion a sausage out of paper clips.
Although my mind was right in the gutter.
We sound good.
That's exactly where I was.
Yeah.
I'm single. That's why.
I'm not single, but if you'd like to date me, I think it's okay because I have a boyfriend, but I don't have a girlfriend.
No, you know what?
this is a great date for Polly B.
This is very interesting.
No, I'm going to Atlanta alone.
There you go.
So we can go out on a date. She's gonna pick the place.
Can we get some funds from the Giddy Up?
Oh yes, we definitely can get funds for that. And we'll have the Giddy Up camera crew following you with that documentarian Frankie over
that.
Here.
I knew you were going to say that.
As long as that date winds up back home.
Yeah, it's not who you go out with, it's who you go home with.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Here you come.
Exactly.
All right, kids. 3:41 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up, and we'll be back. I'm going to play one more song, and we'll be back with our goodbyes, our so-longs.
I'm so sad.
We didn't even need any stories today.
Be like Carol Burnett.
We didn't.
We have one, though.
Because Chris kept talking. The funny man wouldn't just shut
up. I have one story. Can I say it real quick? It's a quick one. Real quick?
Yep.
This company is making... lipsticks that are shaped like penises. So when you...
Oh, that's wonderful.
So when, you know, you wear lipstick, so you know what I'm saying. When you twirl it up,
mm-hmm.
It looks like a penis.
I don't know.
Oh. That'll be some good talk in the office.
Yeah, I guess so.
I gotta refresh my lipstick.
Can I use your lipstick? I mean...
Right?
That's embarrassing. I mean, I don't... Sharing's not caring.
No, you don't share lipstick anyways. But
no.
It might
that's
make...
That's disgusting. Yeah. But you don't share the dipsticks either.
Nope.
Hashtag herpes.
But if you would like, you can get a whole bunch of them for $130 in all different colors. And so they're not named.
So you can get the cocoa color.
Yeah, look.
Is it a bigger lipstick? I'm just wondering.
Look. No, they're all they're not life size. Says the single girl. Are they big?
Oh. How big's your lipstick?
Wow, that's a big lipstick. Are you happy to see me?
Where did that come from?
Look at it.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Right?
There you go.
But then when you use it too much, it's just... When you use it too much, though, then it doesn't look like that anymore, I guess.
Right? That's what happens. It just goes down.
You already wear it out.
You wear it out. Just like the 50-year-olds.
Yep. And that's why you need to get 100 of them.
150-year-olds?
All right.
That was funny.
Enough for you two.
All right.
Do they have the bent lipsticks? I'm just wondering.
It's a little bent.
Oh, my God.
A little bent?
It's a little curve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it goes to the left.
Frankie's calling his lawyer right now. How does he get out of this?
Oh my God.
Where's that drunk Uber guy to pick me up? Is my Uber guy out of jail yet? I need him to come get me.
All right, we're going to play one more song now, finally.
All right. 15 to 30. Oh, that son of a gun.
Do you want to take us out?
I would love to take us out with penises. You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Oh, good Lord, thank you.
In Penisville.
We'll be right back, boys and girls.
Wanna tell you about the girl I love. My, she looks so fine. She's the only one that I've been dreaming of. Someday she will be all mine. I wanna tell her that I love her so. I'm through with her every touch. I need to tell her she's the only one I really love. I got a warm boat all day. I got a
got a woman, stay drunk all the time. Church, see the men folks standing in line. Don't say they come to pray to the Lord. I'm with my little girl, looks so fine. And in the evening when the sun is sinking low, everybody's with the one they love. I walk the town, keep on searching all around, looking for my street corner girl. I got a warm ball all day. We'll be right back.
Boys and girls, a little Soundgarden never hurt anybody.
No, it did not.
Especially if you shot your load today.
Especially if oh you did.
Oh shut my God.
Love today.
Oh.
Welcome back to the Giddy Up. Boys and girls, 3:56 in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's been a filthy show. But that's nothing unusual. Welcome back. We're going to say our goodbyes before we get out of here. I want to thank Mr. Frankie Imbergamo, the unofficial mayor of Medford, for being here. Thank you, Frankie.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure. A lot of fun.
Anytime. You are welcome on our show. I know it blows your mind.
Five-star show today. Thank you very much.
I can't even do it. Thank you, Steph.
Palermo.
Palermo. I said it wrong the first time. I'm
That's
sorry.
That's all right.
I said Palermo, right?
That's fine.
Palermo. Thank you for joining our crazy crew here.
I love it.
Good.
I'm coming back. You know what?
Excellent.
Now, when I tell you, now I have to come back because we had too much fun.
We have fun every week.
I love it.
And of course, thank you to my girlfriend, the funny man Chris Ridgway, and the beautiful Tina Marie. Oh man, what a great show! I think it was, one of the tops.
Mount Rushmore.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyways, you
no
want to say
intended.
Say any goodbyes, Frank?
I just want to thank you all for having us. We had a great time, Steph and I, and
absolutely.
We'll see you again and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Frank.
So listen, make sure you tune in, the Just Steph Show, mm-hmm. love860.com, yep. And be waiting for my book. It's going to be out soon. We have the new title. I can't remember.
Getting run over. I'll run you over.
Yeah. But thank you for letting me, and you all come down to Atlanta, come visit me. I'll take you out. We'll have a good time.
I want to go to that whiskey place.
You want to go to Whiskey Mistress?
Because I love whiskey.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to go to Hal's, though. We have to go to Hal's.
What, are you crazy?
We have to go to Hal's. You'll love it there.
Awesome.
So, yeah, for sure. But thank you, thank you. And I can't wait to come back.
Awesome.
Awesome. We can't wait.
Well, thank you for coming. Mm-hmm. Okay. And
you're welcome.
Christopher?
I don't know what's going on anymore.
I didn't mean it like that.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, this was a spectacular show as usual, but it was extra special. I don't know. Nice kid from Medford. What the hell did we do to you? She comes up here. She's talking about lipsticks and cocoa color. I don't know. I think it's Frankie. It's not us.
I thought that
Frankie.
Was
Frankie. My God.
Dick stips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. Watch out for the thunderstorms. And
absolutely.
Polly and I will be flying kites with keys outside of.
Yes.
I'll be flying the key when you give him that.
We're Ben Franklin it tonight.
Yep. I'm going to do the haircut later.
Okay. Thank you.
Go
Thank
as fast
you,
as you can, as far as you can, as long as you can. Buddy.
Tina Murray.
Thank you, Frankie and Steph, for coming in.
Thank you.
Had such a great time. Can't wait to do it again.
Yay.
Or to come to Atlanta alone. And to our loyal listeners, thank you all for listening. Have a safe weekend. Shout out to Ryan, Nick, Kaylee, Christina, Miss Emily, and my favorite cat in the whole world, Zoe.
And as I always say, we're going to take a 166-hour break. Thank you all for listening. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. Stay Boston strong and always rock and never roll. We love you all. Thanks for listening.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this task and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. Take the photographs and still frames in your mind.